Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, back from hunting. How'd you do, Mike?
Had a great hunting season, Greg. Thank you for letting me take a little hiatus from calling in.
Fantastic.
Had a good local hunting season here in Jackson County. And then I was privileged to take our oldest grandson on a special trip to northern Saskatchewan for some real big whitetail adventure. And we were very successful and had a great time and got back late this last weekend. So had a lot of time in the woods over the last 2 weeks.
Good deal. We did, while you were gone, we did have the story, Shirky cooks the turkey.
Yeah. Well, this year I missed it because I wasn't home for Thanksgiving, so I don't know that anybody cooked a turkey in my house this year.
Okay.
But in just about every case, over the 45 years or so that Sue and I have been together, I'm the master turkey cooker.
You do the cooking.
I do the cooking.
Did you hear Tim's story or no?
I did not hear Tim's story. But I'm sure he had fun with it.
I'll have to let him know you didn't do any cooking this year. He might have some more fun with that.
Yeah, sure.
So how's conversations going, Mike?
We had a rare Monday meeting yesterday with the quadrant, with my governor, and kind of get back on track here and talk about what we want to accomplish over the next month and the first quarter of next year. It was a very cordial conversation. And there's still some obstacles in front of us to achieve what we all would like to achieve with regards to some of the things that were vetoed in the budget. And I'm committed, and I believe the speaker is committed too, to try to work through those. But it's been, as everybody has witnessed, it's been a bit of a challenge to do that.
Is there any give and take?
There's a pretty hard line that both sides are kind of looking each other over, and we're literally exceeding all of our talents in terms of finding creative ways to bridge that gap. Nobody's walking away. Everybody's trying to find a way to yes, and that's how negotiations should be done.
But it's tough if nobody wants to do any concessions.
Yep, it requires a very intent focus on listening, not talking, and asking questions and trying to understand, where can we find common ground. And, there are a few things that we probably will have real difficulty finding common ground on, but on as it relates to some of these vetoed items that were left off after Governor Whitmer vetoed the budgets, we should be able to find some common ground there. We just got to keep working.
Well, very, very few days, session days left, Mike.
Looks like at least this week and next is the current schedule. Now, we have time. We have time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's going to require all of us to roll our sleeves up and be willing to give a little bit.
Any predictions?
My prediction is we'll give it everything. All I can do is predict for myself, and I'll give it everything I got right till the end. So, it's important. It's important. But if you noticed, the government's not shut down. I still get caught in traffic jams going back and forth to Lansing.
Right.
Like I'm about ready to get into right now. So, it's not like the government has come to a halt and everybody's sitting around wondering, oh, woe is me. But there are a few areas that were unnecessarily vetoed that are feeling some of the pain, and those are the ones that we're trying to resolve.
What is a priority for next year with your caucus, Mike?
Priority for next year is to demonstrate to the people in the state of Michigan that we can actually prosecute a budget differently than we did this year. And I had that conversation with with Governor Whitmer yesterday, and I said, let's start the process a little earlier than last year, and let's not encumber it with roads, which that doesn't mean we don't talk about roads. It's just keep it separate from the budget. And I think there's a broad agreement that that's probably the prudent thing to do. And if we follow that pathway, we should be able to do it different than we did this year.
Yeah, we had a story earlier on this letting the counties initiate an additional tax for roads. Do you feel that's a good idea?
I think that that we're going to have to do that. A package of bills that allows counties or local jurisdictions to allow voters in those areas to determine if they want to spend more money on roads and determining how, whether it's a local additional fee on registrations or a local gas tax or partnerships between jurisdictions for regional transportation. I think that entire package of those kinds of things, enabling more local control, more local options. The fact of the matter is, Tim, though very broadly everybody agrees that we have lots of room to improve in roads, it's not the same in every geographic area. There are some areas of the state where the roads are just fine. And so applying one formula, one solution to the diversity of a state like Michigan, where traffic patterns are so different, I think has been the challenge from day one, because, you know, those who live in areas where they've historically done a good job of taking care of their infrastructure, they don't see why they have to increase their costs for somebody else. And it's a very simple concept to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think expanding the allowance of local options, I think, is a very legitimate next step. And it also will prove whether or not people are as upset about roads as they say they are, because they'll have an opportunity to weigh in on them on a more granular, more local level.
Mike, the 94 project, how long is that going to be strung out, and will they be working through the winter on that?
They can't. There's certain things they cannot do in the winter. They can't pour concrete because it doesn't cure properly.
Right.
During under certain conditions. It's not being strung out. It's actually being accelerated. We've taken about seven, if I'm not mistaken, about 7 years out of the total timing of the project by advancing some of the engineering. The last piece of that puzzle is getting agreement on the interchange between 127 and 94 North, that Northwest Avenue interchange. And that is still under engineering and terms, and also, you know, trying to get input from the locals to agree on the, because there's a fair amount of changes in right-of-ways and so forth to make that a safe and a contiguous interchange.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're probably talking about another 2 to 3 years on that project.
Are you happy with it, the way it's progressed?
Yeah, I personally am very happy. I mean, it's frustrating to drive every day on that section of road. It's, you know, tight, so forth. But, you know, there's no way to do road construction without it being an interruption. And I think people generally understand that. And so, you know, drive patient and drive careful and stay in your lane and give those big old trucks as much room as you can give them.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, let us know if there's any breaking news, Mike.
I'll do that, Greg. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon.